Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word. Come on, y'all. Let's rock up.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's Ms. J in the Morning Show.
Hit me.
Ms. J. Ms. J. Ms. J. In the morning. Ms. J. Ms. J.
Get back to man up.
amazing men in May right here on Ms. J in the Morning every single Monday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern. Every single Monday, we have an amazing man showing you amazing things, defying the odds, debunking the stereotypes, not just any men, but amazing black men doing amazing things. Now, I know we celebrated Mother's Day on yesterday. Congratulations to all new mothers, in honor of all experienced mothers, grandmothers, great-grandmothers, adopted mothers, godmothers, stepmothers, mother-in-laws, mother-in-love, something like a mama, no matter where you are. We honored all yesterday, but I believe every single day should be Mother's Day and every single day should be Father's Day. And even though Father's Day is in June, I wanted to make sure to shake it up a bit and honor amazing men in the month of May. And today is no different. On today, I am excited that we have an amazing man, Mr. Otha Mobbs, creator, developer, founder, CEO of a lot, but most known for Mobbs Motivation, right here on Ms. J in the Morning, starting the show off right when Mike Will Make It featuring Big Sean on the come up, and it's worth the mama smile. I like that lyric, you know, doing everything you can to make your family proud, make your mom proud, make your dad proud. Whether your mom has transitioned and she is your guardian angel, whether your mom is nagging you every single day, whether your dad is nagging you every single day, make the village proud. And we are on the come up, coming up higher, coming up greater. No other man I can think of that can talk about it more than Mr. Otha Mobbs. Good morning, sir. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear, and I'm excited. So before we get started, again, thank you for your time. I honor you. Thank you for being an amazing man and joining me and helping other men man up, at least in the month of May. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Now, this song that you suggested, everyone who may be new to the show, every guest gets to be a co-host. This is his special playlist, handpicked for all listeners, mainly men. We are trying to get you this song on the come up, Mike Will Make It, featuring Big Sean. Tell me about how you feel in the morning when you're putting your headphones on and when you're putting on, you know, your speaker. How do you feel when that song first starts?
Oh, I feel amazing. That's actually one of the songs that's in my rotation, when I'm getting up, just getting the day started, or even just really throughout the day. That's one of my favorite hype-up songs. And Mike Will Made It. He's just a dope producer. I like a lot of his music. But and Big Sean is one of my favorite artists as well. But just that song, I mean, it's the title says it all, being on the come up. And I think all of us could to relate to, you know, the grind and constantly being on the come up. So that's one of my favorite songs. So it gets me pumped up every time.
That song gets me pumped up too. What also gets me pumped up is this coffee in my cup. We do the first sip right here on Ms. J in the Morning, starting my morning off with a cup of coffee. How do you start your morning, Mr. Mobbs? What's in your cup?
Well, actually, I don't drink coffee, but I have some hot tea in my cup today. So just getting what am I drinking today? I think this is called I think this one is Passion Ruby something Passion. It's Teavana. So yeah, it's
okay,
good.
Well,
I know Teavana, that much.
Shout out for the free plug, Teavana tea. In honor of Teavana and all of you who are starting your morning off with us, we are going to take our first sip. So, Mr. Mobbs, if you would, raise your cup, your tumbler, your glass, your mug with me, and we are going to take our first sip live on the air. Whether it's coffee, whether it's tea, I am so glad you have started your day with me and Mr. O. Mobbs on the come up. Look, I done renamed the show. It's Mob Motivation right here on Ms. J in the Morning. I think I had a little extra shot of espresso in mine, but starting the song off with On the Come Up really gets me excited to talk about your journey, what you have been through, where you are going, and how you keep yourself motivated. So without any more delay, can you please introduce yourself to our listeners and let them know, like, what do you do?
Well, yeah, so for those who don't know, my name is Otha Mobbs, and yes, that is my real last name, M-O-B-B-S. I know it's gangster, but that is my real government name. But yeah, my name is Otha Mobbs. I'm originally from Stockton, California, and been here in Sacramento for the past maybe 12 years or so. And you know, I'm a mama's boy, I guess you could say, a grandma's boy, I guess you can say that as well. But I grew up the youngest of my sibling. I just have another sister, an older sister. I was raised with women. Basically, it's not a lot of men in our family, so I basically got a lot of my game from the women that poured into me growing up, and it actually benefited me a lot growing up because, you know, I've always been, you know, the smooth kind of ladies' man, you know how to talk to women, and, you know, I've always, you know, been that guy. Thanks to all the women in my life. My mom and my sister used to always say, a woman can tell a lot about a man by his shoes. So that's one of those nuggets for you guys out there. You know, if you got some busted shoes, you know, a woman can tell a lot about your shoes, brother. So make sure your shoes is on point. But yeah, so I was raised by my mom and my grandmother. My mom passed away when I was 18, shortly right after high school, and my dad passed away 4 months after she did. And I mention that because a lot of times when things happen, you know, to us in our lives, tragic things happen. Some, you know, a lot of people use that as an excuse to, you know, make a left turn, you know, in their journey, in whether that be abusing drugs or women or gambling, whatever, you know, your it is. A lot of times people use that and use that as an excuse of why they can't be great and why, you know, that they may say go to jail or, you know, do things that they know they're not supposed to. And so when that happened to me, I just made a decision to just be great and stay the course and rely on my village, as you said, and just, you know, and to this day, that is one of the driving factors in my life every day is to get up every day and be better than I was yesterday, excuse me, and just continue to work hard because I know that, you know, that my mom is looking down and is super proud of me. So, you know, I don't want to ramble off, but in a nutshell, that's a piece of who Omaz is.
That's already so much wisdom, so much knowledge, and a shot of espresso that you need for your day. This Monday, getting your work week started off right. Whether you're listening on the West Coast, it's 7 a.m. Whether you're listening on the East Coast, it's 10 a.m. Whether you're listening in one of the 11 countries we're streaming in, yes, streaming live in 11 countries right now on Ms. J in the Morning. So no matter if it's in the morning, late at night, in the afternoon, you're listening live or to the playback, I suggest at this moment you get a pen and a pad and jot down these boulders, these nuggets, these gems of wisdom and knowledge. Fellas, those of you who are coming up, get your shoe game up. You already know that one. So just write that in big, bold, black letters. Shoe game and an arrow up. Get your shoe game up. Man up right here with Otha Mobbs, Mobbs Motivation. Those of you who are new to the show, I know you're going to be blessed. I know you're going to be inspired. But those of you who've been rocking with Ms. J for going on 10 years, oh my God, it's been over 10 years I've done radio, but almost 10 years for Ms. J in the Morning, you may recognize this next track. So Otha Mobbs isn't going anywhere. We have much more time on the show right now. I want you guys to stay tuned. We got some music, a little flashback. So I don't know. This isn't a throwback. This isn't a flashback. This is a take me back. And we'll be right back with Ms. J in the morning.
My company.
Mobsters.
Guys on me. Now I'm ready. It may rain, confetti.
Yeah.
All I know how to be is me. Standing on top of shoulders of giants so I can see. Haters want to knock me down. They can't budge me even if they hit like Pacquiao. Steady enemy, how you like me now? This ain't season, no partner, this shit ring. As for me, I'm equipped with the body of armor. Now I'm legit, chilling the game. On a different team, no Red Bull, my God, he got me wings. But I ain't even tripping though. Anointed, you can hear it every time I flow. Tired of dealing with these actors like movie roles. Got them all waiting on the hook like the roof.
Now watch me work. If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Now you see me work. Now it's time to go berserk. Cause everything I do it for him. Even 22 say I need more rain. Just call me unashamed. You don't need to know me. Just know my father's name. Yahweh is the king, man. So I'm a prince. No purple rain. I'm blessed up. I got it all. No more robbing from Peter to pay Paul. Simon says walk straight and don't fall. Peter said you were Christ's son of a living God. He was Christ. The devil thought he had. Shut out the states cause his beat is kind of swag. Now you can dust it. I hit the cat daddy. Praise God. I just want to see you happy.
Now watch me work.
Praising is what I'm used to. Can't see it, I'm connected. Bluetooth. I'm all about his business. Discern real saints, scientists. But you can't smell a fake scientist. So I gotta point them out. Witness. The God I serve can't be copied. Fake rappers, chest out Abercrombie. Lately, hip hop been sloppy. So I gotta see these squares sloppy. Everything they said is fake. Swap me. That's why the enemy out trying to stop me. Can't stop the unstoppable. Moving through life like an obstacle. May run into a challenge inside though. God got me when I messed up.
Now watch me work. Watch me work. If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Name Jesus stand
up. Now watch me work.
Black coat stand up.
Watch me work.
Priceless stand up.
If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
I mean, watch me work. What does that mean? You may say. I mean, you can be working as long as God is in it. Let people watch you work.
If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Whether you're your job, whether you tweet, whether you're on Facebook, whatever you do, as long as God is in it, let them watch you.
If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Because they're watching you, they're watching him. So watch me work.
Now watch me work. Watch me work. If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work. Now watch me work. If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Watch me work. Take me back. A surprise for our special guest, Mr. Otha Mobbs, creator, founder, developer of Mobbs Motivation, right here on Ms. J in the Morning, Man Up, Amazing Men in May. My co-host, Mr. Otha Mobbs, that track, Watch Me Work, was one of the most requested songs in the first 2 years of Ms. J in the Morning. Over 5 years ago, I got that track and he didn't know I was going to play it, but I still believe that track can make it bigger, greater, grander, and further than it ever has before. Otha Mobbs, tell me about Watch Me Work.
Now watch me work. Hey. Watch Me Work is a, you know, it is a timeless classic. You know what I'm saying? It was produced by Stace, but it was, you know, different times of our life. We go through stages and, you know, different parts of our lives. And it's funny kind of looking back, and that's what I love about music. You know, if you ever get a chance to create music, you kind of know, you get to look back over different songs or different arrangements, whatever you do that, you know, that you put together, and just listening to the lyrics of that song is funny. Just thinking back when I wrote that, you know what I mean? Just kind of where my mind frame was. But, you know, everybody, I believe, can relate to that song, because every day we get up and we go to work. A lot of people are, you know, at 9 to 5s or working for yourself, whatever it is. But, you know, just saying, watch me work, you know, every day we put on for whatever that is. If it's for your family, if you're putting on for your company, if you're putting on for yourself or your kids, whatever it is, watch me work. And people always watching, you know, best believe that. And you're always going to have those people that watch, and they tell you that they watch, and they're fans of you, of what you do. You're going to have people that watch that will never, ever tell you that they're watching, but they really are fans, but they will never admit to you that they're fans of your work. You know, then you have those people who watch you work, and they tell you straight up they're not fans, but yet they still come back and watch. They're haters. That's what we would call a hater. But, you know, those haters, they always come back to watch whatever you do. That's why a lot of people, they hated on Floyd Mayweather, you know, because he, you know, retired undefeated. But no matter how much people hated Floyd Mayweather, they always tuned in to watch him work. They always tuned True. In. It, you know, it was either that group of people that was watching to see if he's going to finally get knocked out, and wishing, hoping, and praying that he get knocked out. And then there was a group of those people that would watch, you know, to see him get another victory, to, you know, to keep his title and be unbeaten. So, you know, a lot of us, excuse me, we got to understand that people are always watching, whether good or bad, but people are watching. So that's just kind of what that song is about. And, you know, if you're going to work, do, you know, put on the show for them, because they watching.
They watching. I hope y'all are watching too. If you aren't able to stay on the phone and listen live, you can log on to blogtalkradio.com/MizJProductions. MIZJ Productions, right here on Blog Talk Radio. This is Ms. J in the Morning. I am your host, Ms. J, and my special co-host today is Mr. Otha Mobbs, creator, founder of Mobbs Motivation. Man up, amazing men in May doing amazing things, showing amazing men, not just men, but amazing black men, defying the odds, debunking the stereotype, and watching them work. Now, you said something, you said a lot of something that was very profound, but to pick out just what you said in this past moment about people watching intentionally, knowing that they're not supporting you, intentionally letting you know how much they don't like you. How do you personally deal with those type of people?
You know, I really don't. I deal with them through continuing to do me and continuing to be myself. And sometimes we get caught up. I know I used to, you know, to do things for other people, trying to impress other people and not really, you know, valuing myself, but only valuing what I believe that people thought of me. But at this point, you know, like I said, different times of your life, you grow. And when you know better, you do better. And so, you know, with those type of people, I just, you know, they're a non-mother effing factor, I guess you could say. So I just continue to be me, because I put on for the people who are supporting, for the people who do, you know, love me, for those who show love, and those who always wish me well. Those are the people that I put on for, that I want to do a good job for, because the people that don't, and don't support and that make a conscious effort to hate, you know, quote unquote hate on you, they don't matter. You know what I'm saying? They're only there for the views, you know what I'm saying, in this day and age, for the views and the clicks. That's really all they're there for. But, you know, we don't worry about those who don't worry about us. You know what I'm saying? We worry about those who worry about us and who care and wish us well. So that's basically how I categorize those folks, them people.
Them people. Don't worry about those who don't worry about you. That's cool. I love it. You guys, I'm going to get too excited. I have to make sure we get all that we can get in this short hour. But don't worry. We have more music right now and more Omobs. Yes, it's his real name, Mobbs, right here with Ms. J, keeping it working. Man up. Amazing Men in May right here on Ms. J in the Morning. If you're listening live, make sure you send me a message. If you guys want to say something, if you guys have something to say to Omobs, if you guys have something to say to me, call in 646-787-1565. You have to hit the number 1 for it to cue me to bring you on live on the air. Or you can send me a message on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Ms. J Online, M-I-Z-J Online. We're going to get back into some music, and I'll be right back. Mom's Motivation right here on Ms. J in the Morning. We'll be right back after this.
Now you get another chance, Small. I don't hustle like that. I hustle like this. There's not a second left. You know that tomorrow I'm hustling like there's only one more second left of this hustle.
Don't bother me, I'm working. 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 Don't work.
Can't you see I'm on the phone, bitch? Gone, don't be coming over here with that shit when I'm
working.
Call me Mr. Combs and I'm 9 this strong. Niggas hating on me, but it's not
working.
When I was 19, I walked in the house and I told my mama she could stop
working.
When you niggas used to beatbox on the block, Big and D-Rock, they was getting that. Then I linked up with some niggas from my hood who was known for putting that. And if your record ain't had, nah, then your song wasn't
working.
Ran into this young Joan Telecom home, she asked for a check, I said, bitch, is you
working?
Now every time she call, I don't even pick up, I just hit her with the text line.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, put your hands together.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, oh, I ain't finished.
Don't work.
I do this shit for B.I.G., so if you don't like me, fuck you in the building, you
work.
If you see us in the club with the rock by the tub, we ain't have fun, nigga, we
work.
In the DJ booth like an independent group, like, look, this the record, we
work.
Play this shit 100 times, if you don't, we gon' be in here every single night that you
work.
Shout out to my people with a job, I hope you don't fall asleep tomorrow when you
work.
I was macking on this shit, my partner tapped me on the back, I turned around like, nigga, can't you see me?
Work.
She a waitress or a stripper, if it's past midnight and she tell you she
work.
And we hustle before we can play, so even on Memorial Day, my nigga.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
I can't feel my face, will I live today?
Don't bother me when I'm working. Please don't bother her when she jerking. It goes down behind these curtains. Gotta watch out cause these niggas lurking. Gotta watch the block we're making these purchases. Gotta take a girl to find a new surgeon. Cause whoever designed that ass, it ain't working.
Yeah. Over 100 shot of vodka still going up.
Yeah.
Need some blue dye. to Don. I'm talking Nero renowned. Did every single thing right like I traveled through time. I come to your city and town, but you cannot travel through mine. All I care about is mom and how to get it all the time. Ain't fuck with me when the car decline. Not when you call the car decline. Tell a bitch don't fall in love, fall in line. 25 to life, yeah, I'm going in for real. See, I'm in the field like center field. Everybody wanna be the realest nigga. Boy, it ain't no nigga real as Emmett Till. Nice, I would pray for real. I said my grace before I hit a mill. Ain't nobody in my business except the ones who do the business deals. Running shit, even when I'm sitting still. Yeah, bitch, I'm still work. You got it right, I'm still working. I call up my girl, I can't lie, baby, this shit not
working. Working.
You went to sleep and woke up and I'm still in the office. A nigga been
working.
You been working forever, yo ass still in debt. I guess your work ain't
working.
Working. That's Diddy and Family featuring Travis Scott, Big Sean, right here on Midday in the Morning. It's Man Up. Amazing Men in May, every single Monday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern, right here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm your host, Ms. J. Today, another amazing man, Mr. Otha Mobbs, founder, creator, CEO of Mobbs Motivation. Yes, just like the lyric says, Diddy is still working. Another Get Up and Go song, handpicked by our special guest today. Now, you got to tell me, Mr. Mobbs, that song, that track, when it hits your ears, how does it make you get up and go?
I mean, that song is another one that is, the lyrics say it all, you know, don't bother me, I'm working. That song is it reminds me of a job that I had in the past, and my I call him stupid visor, told me, you know, I was talking a lot to my neighbor next to me, you know, because I just wasn't meant to work for someone else, and that's when I realized this. But he said something to me that I always remembered, and he was like, man, you got to stop, you know, spending time with these time thieves. And I was like, these time thieves? What is a time thief? He was like, I mean, they're stealing all your time. You know, they come into your desk, they talking to you. Next thing you know, half the day is gone, and you know, you're behind on your day, on your task, on what you need to do. And, you know, I really have to sit and think about it. And, you know, I kind of always remember that, and I tell people that to not spend time with time thieves, with people that's only really around to steal your time and waste your time. And, you know, even now I still sometimes struggle with that, you know, sometimes being a chatty patty. But I got to always remember to keep myself on track and online with not hanging around time thieves, and also important to not be a time thief myself and stealing other people's time and preventing them from doing what it is they need to be doing. So that song right there, it keeps reminding me of that. Just listening to that hook, you know, don't bother me, I'm working. And I think that's super, super dope and super simple, straight to the point. And, yeah, everybody that like my little playlist, go ahead and get the songs, download them, and add them to your playlist. And hopefully it inspires you the way that it inspires me.
Definitely. Make sure you download the music. If you're following me on Facebook at Ms. J Online, we start the show off with On the Come Up, Mike Will Made It, featuring Big Sean, a throwback by Omobs himself, Watch Me Work, and then Right Now Working by Diddy and Family featuring Travis Scott and Big Sean. You have tuned in to one of the hottest morning shows in the world. Yes, it's the truth. We're streaming live in 11 different countries on blogtalkradio.com. I'm your host, Ms. J. This is Ms. J in the Morning featuring the one and only Otha Mobbs, founder, creator of Mobbs Motivation. Otha Mobbs, you mentioned Floyd Mayweather, one person that is truth. A lot of people love to hate. And I don't know whether it's equal, I don't know if it's more or less, but Diddy is definitely in that same category, in my opinion, of someone that a lot of people love to hate. So in his music, I always listen for those jabs, those moments to say, yeah, I'm still working, yeah, you didn't think I could do it, yeah, you didn't, you know, believe me. So when we're dealing with haters, like you said, you really don't deal with those people. But there are still those moments where, I don't know, for me, I would love to kind of flex on folks a little bit. You know, what about you? What is your style of flexing? Or do you like to take those moments to say, yeah, look what I did?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's healthy to do sometimes, but not, you know, too much. You know, like Jay-Z was saying, like, people, you know, people that got money, like people that really got money, they don't do the whole money phone thing with the stacks of money, putting it up to their ear. That's not really flexing, man. You know, that's the quickest way to show people that you really don't have it the way you say you have it. So I don't do that type of flexing. But for me, I like to not necessarily, you know, dump on people, but to show people that, hey, you know, these are the fruits of my labor. These are the things that we do. And for myself and my wife, we like to travel. And that's one thing that I like to do, and flex it on people sometime by going places that some people, you know, a lot of other people don't, a lot of other places that people don't get to go. So that's like really, really big to me. And that's also a big motivation for myself personally, is being able to travel when I want to and with whoever I want to, and seeing different places, you know, all over the country, all over the world. We got a lot of other places that we are going to be going. But that is kind of one of my areas that I like to kind of stunt real quick and just show people, like, ooh, look where we at, look what we doing, you know what I'm saying? And it's sad, but a lot of people, when you talk to them, they don't really leave their county, you know what I mean, their city, their state. A lot of people stay in that immediate area, you know, that they've been their whole life. And I always tell people, get up, get out, you know what I'm saying, and see, you know, if you can't see the world, there's so many, you know, other places that we forget about just here, you know what I'm saying, that we can go see. So I always encourage people to work hard so that you can go and experience different places. And even if you don't have the money to, say, take a cruise or, you know, maybe fly somewhere super far, you know, go to a resort, you can do little staycations, you know what I'm saying, get in your car, drive a few hours away. I was just looking the other day, one thing that I've never done is go to a geyser, the little hot springs. There you go. I've always wanted to do that. So that's the next thing that we're going to be doing, is going to a natural hot spring and be able to kind of, you know, sit in a natural jacuzzi. And I found that there is one about 5 hours from here that we'll be able to drive to and just kind of take a weekend, get out, and, you know what I'm saying, enjoy ourselves, because that's why we work hard, right? We work hard so that we can experience life and do things that we have never done. And I will be posting pictures so I can, you know, stunt a little bit on people and show y'all that, you know, God did bless me with this unbelievable body, you know. I got a 8-pack, you know what I'm saying? I got killer pecs. I got crazy, crazy biceps, you know what I'm saying? They're just hiding a little bit right now under some layers, you know what I'm saying? But I will be flexing a little bit and showing y'all my 8-pack as soon as I get rid of the keg.
As soon as you get rid of the keg, there's an 8-pack in there. I feel it.
There's an 8-pack.
Awesome, Mob. creator and founder of Mom Motivation, right here on Ms. J in the Morning. Those of you who just tuned in, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Man Up, Amazing Men in May. Every single Monday, we will have an amazing man sharing what he's doing in his amazing life, and not just any man. Shout out to all men, but amazing black men that are doing something. Yes, this is my show. Yes, this is what I chose. And yes, I am proud of it, and I am so proud to have Othamov on the show today. It's not too late. There's still a little bit more time. So those of you who want to send me a message, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Ms. J online, make sure you share right now for everyone to listen. Now, Othamov, I did not want to go the whole show without talking about Mob's Motivation. Mob's Motivation, when did you found it? Where did it come from? How can people get involved?
Yeah, Mob's Motivation, that came from me. I got certified as a life coach. I took a course. Actually, it was a friend of mine. I was talking to her one day. And, doing what I always do, giving people advice. And out the blue, she was like, you know what, you should be a life coach. She was like, you know, just talking to you, it always makes me feel better. She was like, you know, I can talk to you and talk to my mom. She was like, you can say the same exact thing that my mom says, but for some reason, when you say it, I get it. She's like, and it's always, you know, a lot more clear when you say it. You know, you should really look into life coaching. I was like, all right, you know, never thought about that. But, you know, I do like helping people, and I believe that I'm naturally gifted at doing it. So let me look into it. Long story short, I did. And I took a course, and I got certified back in 2014. And, you know, I'm super, super glad that I did, because it opened up my eyes to a whole new world. But yeah, it opened up my eyes, because I know that I like helping people, and it kind of just took her saying that to kind of put that spark and get that idea out there, and I gave it a shot and absolutely love it. So Mom's Motivation kind of came through that, being able to motivate people just through listening, through talking to them and helping them. And, you know, that birthed me being a motivational speaker, and just having the love of being able to speak on stages. And so Mom's Motivation kind of came just kind of out of that. And it's, you know, it's just being motivated, and not just really motivated, but being inspired. Because, you know, inspiration is an inside job. Inspiration is something that I strive to do, you know, all the time, is to inspire people and, you know, grow my life and make my life better. So that'll be an inspiration to others. Because a lot of times, in me, myself included, you know, we all get motivated to do certain things, right? But when things get a little bit harder, you know, we kind of slack off a little bit. You know, I mean, the gyms are super, super packed in January, February, March. You know what I'm saying? By this time, you start thinning out. You know, they call it thinning of the ranks. And, you know, by the end of the year, you know, a gym is empty. But I mean, that's because people are motivated to do something right there. But inspiration, being inspired, is an inside job. So that kind of gives people a why. When you have a why, you know, that kind of pushes you to do more. So, excuse me, Mob's Motivation, that, you know, the MM, just because Mob's, you know, that whole thing. But it's really about inspiring and surrounding myself with like-minded people to continue to be motivated and stay inspired to help other people. So that's how that happened. And of course, I'm on social media. You can always get a hold of me online, Instagram, Facebook, and it's Othamovs, Othamovs. And I actually created a 90-day planner that you'll be able to see. It's on Amazon. In the 90-day planner, it's just something that people can keep track of their goals. I know my wife uses it every single day. You get up in the morning, you write your goals down. In the morning, you read your affirmations, and then in the evening, you take your we call it an autopsy, meaning you just catalog your day, see what you did right, what you did wrong, how you cannot make those mistakes again. And then you write your goals down again in the evening. And so I created that because I knew that people are like me, and sometimes we need tangible items, things that we can touch, feel, to help us stay motivated. It's a little harder to just pick up a piece of binder paper and write your goals down. You know, it's virtually the same thing, but having an outline template. I always get great reviews from people that give it a shot, and they absolutely love it. So Mob's motivation is just a collective of things that I've done and things that I enjoy doing, and it all boils down to inspiring other people to just be great, you know what I'm saying, and be better today than you were yesterday.
Absolutely. Be better today than you were yesterday. Mob's motivation right here on Ms. J in the Morning. Those of you who are listening live, you have a question, you have something to say, make sure you call in 646-787-1565. Long distance charges do apply. Those of you who are still living in the dark ages and have to have special access to dial outside of your area, no hating, just letting you know. There are other options. But we do have a caller that has a question or something to say. So here are the rules. I want everyone to listen clearly, because there's always someone who gets it wrong. So the way we work right here live on Ms. J in the Morning, and I emphasize live, is you have to hit number one to let me know you have something to say. Instead of broadcasting your personal phone number across the world, we are streaming live in 11 different countries, what I will do is say your area code first, then the last four digits of your phone number. So I will say the area code first, then the last four digits of your phone number. If you don't know your phone number, check it quickly. And once I do, you are live on the air. So caller 209, last four digits, 5005. You are live on the air. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're live on the air. Introduce yourself.
My name is Brandy, and I have a question. Hi, Othamob.
Hello, Brandy.
I do have a question. Just listening to you. You know, you were saying that, you know, it sounds like you're very busy and you're managing your businesses, crushing goals and motivating individuals. What drives you? Like, what is your consistent drive? What motivates you each and every day to be persistent in your goals and, you know, sharpening yourself?
Oh, good question. Thank you for asking, great Brandy. Some of the things that drive me is making my life, like I said earlier, making my life better so that it can be hopefully the inspiration to other people. But every day that I wake up, you know what I mean, I want to be that go-to person for my family. I want to be someone that my wife is proud of, that my sister is proud of, that my grandmother is proud of. I want to be, you know, a successful businessman, entrepreneur, and ultimately show younger people and other young men that you don't have to shoot a basketball, you don't have to rap or run a football to be successful. You can start a business. You can use your God-given talents to create wealth for yourself and for your family. So those are some of the things that drive me. And like I said earlier, I knew early on that working for somebody else just was not for me. You know, it is for a lot of people, because being an entrepreneur isn't something that it just everybody can do. You know, we need people to work at the car wash. You know, we need people to work at the grocery store. We need people to work at the cell phone companies, right? But I know that with me, living with sickle cell, I don't know if I mentioned that before. I know, very early on that working a conventional job where working 40 hours a week, it just wasn't conducive to my lifestyle. Because, you know, I would go into the hospital, spend a week, 2 weeks there, and no matter how great I have been at jobs, I know that, you know, it's just not realistic that a job will hold your position, you know, when you're missing weeks at a time. So I said early on that I need to figure out something that I'm good at, that I can turn, you know, my passion into a profit. So that I can be my own boss, so that I don't have to worry about relying on somebody else to write me a check to take care of my family. So that's one of the main driving forces for me, and what motivates me is to just be my own man, be my own business, my own entity, so that I don't have to worry about relying on somebody else, basically, and being that person that other people can look to and say, you know what, if this guy can do it, I can too. You know what I'm saying? So that's pretty much it.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Brandy, for calling in. Other people who want to call in, just hit number one, and you guys will be queued up. If you're listening on your computer or on your mobile device, laptop, through the internet, if you want to say something, you have a question, you can send me a direct message on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook at Ms. J Online. That's M-I-Z-J Online for all three of them. You can send me a direct message. If you're listening on your phone, 646-787-1565. Ultra Mobs, Mobs Motivation, right here on Ms. J in the Morning. It seems we have gone into overtime, which I don't mind, so we still have a few more minutes. We're going to get into some music, and then we'll be right back. Ultra Mobs, Man Up Amazing Men in May, right here, creator, founder of Mobs Motivation. If you ain't motivated, I'm telling you, you need to wake up. Go get your coffee. Go get your tea. Go get some water. Go sprinkle some water on your face. We're going to play some music, and we'll be right back after this.
She wanna run away. She said she want me my bae. I say, pull up, girl, let's go. She wrote that dick like a rap. She put it all on my face. I wanna be in LA. I'ma jump with LA. I just might move to LA. Pull up, swerve, cool. I say, pull up, girl, let's go. She wrote that dick like a rap. She put it all on my face. I wanna be in LA. I'ma jump with LA. I just might move to LA. Pull up, swerve. Took a flight overnight just to see what it feel like. This her dream, this my life. Wanna be my rockstar wife.
She wanna run her life. She said she want me my bae. I say pull up, girl, let's go. She wrote that dick like a rap. She put it all on my face. I wanna be in LA. I'ma jump with LA.
I just might move to LA. Pull up, swerve.
What up, everybody? It's your boy DJ Maestro One, and I'm listening to my home girl, Miss J, in the morning.
Three or four times, I ain't telling no lies, I just run it up. Never let a hard time humble us. Double up. I ain't telling no lies, I just.
Yeah.
I ain't telling no lies, I just.
Five, four, three, two, that's how I got to you. That money, my dreams come true. My life in diamonds. Who knew?
Who knew? Who knew?
Turn 7 to a 14. 14 to a whole thing. Lord knows it's a cold game. Push up on you hoes, man. Big body take both lanes. Back seat blowing propane. All black, fire, gold chains. Young rich nigga bossed up on his own, man. My new shit sound like a soul train. Tookie Williams over Coltrane. Eric B by the rope chain. RC, we for show bang. Tiny Lokes and they go crazy. What you know about the dope gang? Was you born in the 80s? Did your mama smoke cocaine? Have you ever seen the whole thing? But you drove to the streets cause you grew up on show change. Fucked up when the dope bash. It remind me when these rappers drop duds and they clothes change. At the park with the low face. I was standing in front of Knicks with my sack for the whole day. Drive-bys, I was road rage. And we park and hop out, learn levels to this whole thing. Old school, play the OJ. Trying to make a slow change. Mama still slaving for a low wage. Trying to double up.
Yeah. Three or four times, I ain't telling no lies. I just run it up. Never let a hard time humble us. Double up. I ain't telling no lies. I just.
Yeah.
I ain't telling no lies. I just.
Five, four, three, two. That's how I got to you. That money, my dreams come true. My life in diamonds. Who knew?
Who knew? Who knew?
Five, four, three, two, that's how I got.
taking over your radio frequency. It's Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me!
Everybody, it's your girl, Ms. J, and you have tuned into one of the hottest morning shows in the world. Yes, it may sound a little cocky, but it's truth. We are streaming live right now in 11 different countries on blogtalkradio.com. On today, special guest host, Olsa Mobbs, founder, creator, CEO of Mobbs Motivation, getting motivated, a great, great quote that I wrote down, inspiration is an inside job. Olsa Mobbs. Inspiration is an inside job. Quote right here by Olsa Mobbs. If you've been listening since the top of the show, I know you have at least two pages of great wisdom, great knowledge, great tips. Start it out. Men, you want to man up, want to get in good with not just the ladies, but in life, get your shoe game up. Don't just stay motivated, be inspired. Inspiration is an inside job. Those of you who want to say something to Olsa Mobbs, you have a question or a comment, you have to call in 646-787-1565 and hit the number 1. It will cue me to say that, hey, this caller has something to say. We have another caller. Now, please listen to the rules. I got to say it again because, like I said before, someone always gets it mixed up. Instead of broadcasting your full phone number, because that's all I can see live on the air, I'm going to say your area code, then the last 4 digits of your phone number, and then you will be live on the air. So the next caller is area code 404. Last 4 digits, 4568. You are live on the air.
Morning. How are you?
Good morning. Please share your name and you have a comment or a question.
I do. My name is Stacia Mobbs. I'm calling from Dixon, California, by way of Atlanta, Georgia. And I just have a comment. I just wanted to say to Olsa, that I am proud of you. This is his wife. I am proud of you. I know you're the amazing man on Miss J in the Morning today, but you are the amazing king in my life today and every day. And I just want to say that
well,
I love you, and I am so very proud of you.
Well, all right.
Let the world know.
Look at God.
Shout out to the missus. Thank you so much. That's MRS, Miss Mobbs. Sorry, ladies. Sorry, ladies. You can look. Don't look too hard. Don't look too long. Don't ever touch. Thank you so much for the missus calling in. And ladies, did y'all hear that? She didn't say just to my amazing man. She said to my amazing king every single day. And that's what I want to inspire. That's what I want to encourage in the month of May, is to celebrate the amazing men in our lives, in our communities, in our village, doing amazing things. And Olsa Mobbs is one of many, but one that I am very, very proud of. And having a wife like that, we don't even want to get on that too long. But I do want you to chime in, Olsa Mobbs, and share how it is being a married man doing amazing things in the community.
Oh, well, yes, it's amazing because everything is centered around teamwork. You know, when you go to work, it's always a team environment. In life, it's also a team environment. And being married is everything. Because nothing and no one has ever done anything great by themselves. There's never been one person that has achieved great things that was able to do it by themselves. So being married is key when you are building anything, building a business, any type of organization, anything at all. It's very, very vital that you have a supportive spouse that's right there by your side to help you with whatever it is that you need help with. And I am grateful that I have that. She is my secretary. And, yeah, she get paid top dollar, if you know what I'm saying. But, yeah, it's great. I love it. You feel me or no? You there? Ms. J, we can't hear you. Can anyone hear me? Can I get an amen? All right. Okay. I think her phone is resetting. But anyway, I did want to finish with this real quick, ladies and gentlemen. one thing that I did want to say is I was listening to one of the guys that I follow on social media. His name is Gary Vaynerchuk, and someone had called into his show and podcast and asked, like, how do you know or how do you find what your passions are, and what business to do, right? If you're just a worker, you know, a working stiff, you're somebody that just gets up, goes to work, comes home, and repeats. What can you do, or how do you find your passion? And one of the things that he said, which I want to tell you guys, is his answer to that was, you just have to do shit, right? And the person didn't understand what he meant by that. And what that means is you just got to do something, right? You got to do a bunch of everything for you to find what it is your passions are, right? Because until you try some stuff, you don't know what it is you're great at, what it is you're naturally talented in. So if you don't have a passion, or you don't have something that you are great at that you can turn into a profitable business, just start trying a bunch of different things. And that's one thing that I said I was going to do this year as well, is just try a bunch of different stuff, right? I know my sister and I, we talked about me learning how to microblade, right? We were going to do a class together. I want to learn how to